Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday. Odin's Day. Yeah, I always reference that. I think that's pretty cool. I won't go into the whole reason why it's Odin's Day, but it is Odin's Day, Wednesday. So be careful out there. Odin's a sneaky fucker. You know, you got to watch yourself with Odin. I wanted to get on here mostly just to get some thoughts out. I wanted to brainstorm a little bit on here. I'm having problems writing fiction right now. I've got stories in the works. The one problem I have is, come tomorrow, I need to upgrade my storage space on my cloud, so I can start saving documents again. I don't want to write stuff and then not have it saved and something happens on my computer and I lose it. That would suck. I've never had that happen, but I'm not trying to have that happen. It's like the kiss of death for a writer. If you have something, completely lose all of the manuscript, that's, it's not good. It's not good. I don't think that would happen, but regardless, I'm making excuses. I want to write. I think what I'm going to focus on is just nonfiction. Not doing the blog. Just going to write essays for myself on my Word documents. So you can't see them. And maybe someday you will when I sell them for money. The money. The main reason, full disclosure, that I'm having problems writing. I've tried. I've probably written like total of 7 days in the past 3.5-4 months. It's not good. I haven't written very much at all. And time is a passing by. So I got to find what I can write about. For example, I'm on here and I'm talking about writing to hopefully get the juices flowing and to encourage myself some. Self-talk, self-motivation a little bit. And maybe that'll carry over to something that you've been putting off in your life that you know you say, I want to get to doing this. I want to focus on this more. But the main reason is I was in a master's program and then I dropped out of the master's program. And I'm not going to go into why I dropped out, but it was a fatal blow, so to speak, to my ego. And I haven't recovered fully. I don't have the confidence or the fortitude that I had back in October up until January. You know, I will say this much. Time and time again, groups of people are tough for me to be a part of. Even in an academic world where I'm in a class with other students, and there's professors and they're teaching us and we're responding and giving our own thoughts on answers, whatever. I think it boils down to me having unspoken expectations where I want more from people than people are really able to give, if that makes sense. I think that's pretty much what it is. And what I mean by that is I want more out of friendships than, and I want friendships now, you know, typical millennial. I want it right now. The thing is that I have realized as of late that the more I try to make things happen, the less they happen, and ultimately it falls through. The more I don't really fucking care and just don't put any focus on trying to make things happen, the more things organically just sort of happen. Which seems like common sense. But how common is common sense when a lot of people struggle with common sense? Something my roommate has said to me that I think is a fascinating point, because, well, no shit, Sherlock. But then again, oh shit, Sherlock, look at this. So, for me, you know, I have to accept that I kind of already knew before I was in the residency, which I completed for the master's program. So I do have postgraduate credits. Pretty cool. I'm happy about that. Only like three, but, you know, still worth something, even if they are small potatoes. Bottom line is I knew it wasn't a good idea to pursue the master's for me, even before it started. And I tried, and again, it's those social interactions that most of the times get me fucked up in the head, where I shut down and stop. I just shut down, like everything's turned off, and the circuit is the fuse is blown. So it's like, this is why I struggle with maintaining a job, or even maintaining my writing, which is really frustrating, because it's all about the amount of time we put into something and how much we dedicate ourselves to the craft of, you know, 10,000 hours and beyond. And if I'm not putting any hours in, then I'm not getting better. And that's frustrating. It is pressure. I'm putting myself under pressure to produce. But I have to, because the way things are evolving and continuing to unfold with just my life and how my family sees me is something where I have to do something. I have to take action soon, or I'm going to end up being a fucking bum at some point. I just get that feeling. That's never been said to me openly, but I get the feeling that I gotta make mine before it's too late, and then I lose even more, and that would not be good. So I don't want to get to that point. Anyways, gonna go write nonfiction today. Gonna go write some essays and get my thoughts out, and hopefully that will spark something within me to move back over to fiction writing. It's I love to write. That's the bottom line. I realize that. So if I'm not writing fiction, I need to be writing something. But I really want to write fiction right now. I've got some cool ideas. I'm not in the zone, you know? Not in the zone as far as the muse being there and inspiring me as I write. I'm on here because right now, talking is easier for me than writing is. So, oh boy, this is a long one. Anyway, that's it, really. Be positive, you know. Put pressure on yourself, but not too much. And do it. Fucking do it. Some way or the other, just motivate yourself to step up to the plate and swing away. Swing for the fences with whatever it is that maybe you've wanted to do more of, or that you feel inside, you know, this is what I really want to do in my life, and I need to get busy doing it. So push forward and carry on. And with that, I will check in. Maybe I'll check in next Wednesday. And I'll just check in on Odin's Day. My boy Odin. All right, everybody, have a great day.